Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. He's back with us, but we're not in the Mighty 1090 studio. We are at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Landing and Dana Landing launch ramp. We're eating fresh cinnamon rolls. We're having coffee and hot apple cider, all free. Come on down, and we're in this amazing toy store called Fast Lane Kayaks with everything you could possibly want to have fun on the water here in Mission Bay or wherever you live, for sure.
Boats and boards and just and cool
everything
gear.
Else.
I mean, everything about it, man. This place is, like you say, it is totally the toy store.
Yeah, and you know what else I see, too, that's cool is the whole wall of life vests that you have. Whether it's for a kayak or whether it's for your own boat, ones that are easy to wear, right, Ron?
You know what? And those are designed for kayaks.
Yeah.
So that they have a higher back.
Yeah.
Meaning that when you lean back, it doesn't get in the way of the seat.
Yeah.
You know, you're not bulky then.
But the cool thing about them is even if you wanted to wear them on a regular boat,
oh, no,
they're low profile.
Yeah, low profile.
Great Christmas gift right there.
And
yep. A lot of pockets, too.
Yeah, and your arms are totally free. I mean, they're built for a fisherman. You know, but still a life-saving device.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of the inflatable ones are very sleek and they don't get in your way. But if you ever did roll a kayak, you want to grab your stuff. You don't want to be inflating something.
Yeah.
You know, you want to grab your stuff. So I like the traditional kayak life jacket.
Yeah, for sure. Well, don't go to the mall. Come to Fastlane and buy your Christmas gift right
like
here
it.
Because we're giving away one spectacular Christmas gift.
You're not kidding. If you didn't catch the end of the show, I mean, what a cool opportunity, and we're so thankful to both Hobie and Ron and Debbie and the whole crew at Fastlane. Somebody who steps up to the microphone today is going to win one of the very, very limited edition Hobie Super Surfer skateboards. And Ron, you kind of talked about it before. It's a throwback to the original Hobie skateboard that's just really, really classy and very cool and a very limited edition prize and just an awesome opportunity for somebody to win. And whether it's a wall hanger or something you go cruising down the boardwalk on, a really, really cool prize.
And one's going to be on my wall.
Yeah, for sure. They're
classic.
They're classic, yeah.
What if you had some of that stuff we had when we were kids?
Yeah.
Now, the first surfboard that you had.
Yeah.
That would be so valuable.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, the old Dale Velzy or old Hobie surfboard.
Yeah.
I saw one that was for sale for $10,000.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you only have like 9 or 8 of these available here. They're limited edition. They're all numbered.
They're all numbered. They
$225 bucks. Great Christmas gift.
Hey, especially for that old sidewalk surfer that you know.
That probably had one back in the day, right?
Well, the wall of fame.
Yeah, for sure.
Or shame.
All right. Well, let's find out what's biting the catch report right now.
You got it, bro. It's time for the catch report. We're all lined up, standing by. Today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs as well. Is offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com or just do what I did when I came back from the Royal Star. Fill out your paperwork on the boat. As soon as your trip returns to the landing, Fisherman's Processing is right there. All your fish goes
you
into slush bins.
You don't mess with it,
My fish was done. I got off the boat. They had all my fish. I was at the landing, dealt with putting some gear away. By the time I got home, I already had a phone call from Sean saying, hey, just let you know your fish is done and ready to go. I mean, that fish was cut before I had my gear cleaned from the boat.
And perfectly done, I'll bet.
Vacuum pack, 5 mil bags, perfect. It's just, there's nobody that doesn't like Fisherman's Processing.
Nice.
They're the best in the business for sure.
Well,
hey, with that, we're going to start with our catch report and find out what's biting out there. It's time for our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Welcome back there, buddy, and Pete and Ron. Happy birthday there. Hey, guys.
Thanks,
so, even though our calendar says mid-December, we still got this crazy blend of wintertime inshore fishing and summertime offshore fishing. On the outside there, San Nicolas, man, it's been on fire this week. Big cod, wing cods, sheepheads, sprinkle that tanker grade yellow, even a little dab of sea bass here and there on the bait grounds there. And we've had this awesome weather. Unfortunately, for the moment here, it's a little choppy on the outside, so that's not going to happen today, I don't think, but it's supposed to back off. Same thing up the northern Channel Islands, right? Very windy right at the moment. At Catalina, starting to get a bit more interesting. Squid in several locations around the island there, both front side and backside, and east and west. Mix of yellows and sea bass scattered around. Not wide open fishing by any means, but if you put some effort in, there's a little fish to be caught. Most of the sea bass have been school-sized, and some of the yellows have been tanker-grade-sized. There's been some big ones, even up in fairly shallow water. Best area has been scattered from the east end proper, Round Church, Binnacle, Orange Rocks, all the way up to Salta Verde. That's kind of been the better sector, although there's fish up to the west there also. I want to give you guys a little heads up. Also in the mix this year, for whatever reason, more than we've seen here in the past few years, a lot of black sea bass are being caught on the bait ground areas there. There's just like a bundle of them. And it's nice to see them coming back, but please be responsible when you release those fish. There's lots of ways to get them down without doing any damage, but popping the air bladder with a dirty fillet knife is not recommended. Please be careful with them things. Along the coast in Santa Monica Bay, there's a little bit of hint of that big yellow and sea bass, both mostly outside the kelp line there from Rocky to Torrance, and also some signal on the peninsula proper. That squid that's in there right off of White's Point right now is a really good draw for that sea bass especially. I love it when that bait gets in there, and it's interesting enough, we're probably going to check that tomorrow. I love fishing up there in December and January. It's a prime time for that sector right there. And then offshore, man, that bite's still rocking and rolling, and actually this morning in more ways than one because that weather's up a little bit. But that bluefin on the 60 has been biting good all week there, mostly 15 to 25-pound fish, perfect for light line, 20-pound test, fluorocarbon, small hook, hot bait is the answer there. And then yesterday, a little bit more fish caught on the iron there, some flatfall fish in the dark before daylight there. So a good blend happening out there on the bank, and you might catch a yellowtail on a kelp patty coming home. This is crazy good fishing for this time of year. And here we are a week ahead of Christmas and still talking offshore tuna fish. It's crazy, guys. Time to go.
Believe how long and how rad and how fun the season has been. I mean, it is the middle of December. It's past the middle of December, and there's still limit-style fishing a bluefin tuna. I mean, you could go right now. We could get on a boat tonight, go out to the 60-mile bank, and you expecting to catch bluefin tuna. It's so cool, Mark.
Yeah, it's, you know, I just truly feel like we're watching history get rewritten here a little bit. Something seems to be a fundamental change in the pattern. Maybe we're just learning more about how to do it, but I don't know. It's crazy to watch this tuna fish be around and biting the way it is, man. Gotta love it.
So anyway, fishdope.com. Danny and the guys have got all the information this week. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. What a great Christmas gift. Regularly $169, $149 using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW for fishdope.com, $20 off. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, yeah, I'm going to go check that sea bass tomorrow. About that time.
Yeah,
I think
you
that's
should,
a good
man.
Call, buddy.
And you'll have a good report for us next Saturday when you're in the Mighty 1090 studios for the Christmas Spectacular.
You know, Adam reminded me it's only a week away. I'm thinking 2 weeks for some reason. That's crazy how fast it's gotten this year.
Next Saturday, Christmas Spectacular, Captain Mark Wish in the studio. Santa, Mark, I bet you're gathering up some pretty nice gifts, huh?
Yeah, we've been gathering. This is going to be fun stuff, man.
Yeah,
like
it's going to be a great show.
Like
it's
going to
be a great show then next Saturday. All right, Mark, good luck on the Seabass Grounds. We'll see you in the studio next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Now let's head down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing right across the street from Fast Lane and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning, guys. I think you got a pretty good overview right there of what's happening. Like you said, getting the middle of December, literally still limits of bluefin. The Aztec actually had limits of bluefin and yellowtail this morning, some nice grade of yellowtail there, you know, fun fishing there. A couple days before that, Pride, Endeavor, all catching limits of bluefin there. And, you know, usually we talk about it happening kind of late September, October, where people just can't keep up with fishing anymore, kind of lose interest, and starting to see a little bit of that there. We're running as often as we can. So as long as you guys want to go out there and catch some of that fish, we've got trips online. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those 1 days and day and a half. The half-day trip, very good bottom fishing right now. Actually had some very good lingcod fishing this week, a few of those days, some sheephead, good rockfish red. So all-around great fishing. A little bit of weather looks like it's coming through this morning, but I don't think that'll last too long there. So said seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And I'd actually honestly love you guys to come down and visit because we're kind of bored right now. It's pretty empty.
Yeah, just come hang out with us.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on over and have a cinnamon roll.
Next door.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Or you could, you know, or when you have your cinnamon roll, come get your Rock Out Rick Frito, your Pea Gray, you know. what do we get for you, Pete?
Your breakfast bowl.
The
right?
breakfast bowl.
Yeah, bowl. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, the healthy option.
That's right.
Did Lolly approve that?
I don't know yet. We'll have to get her down there and check it out. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, Marcos.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy birthday there, Ron.
Hey, thanks.
So, good fishing up and down the Baja coast. We got a report from Bob Hoyt and Mag Bay Outfitters. Said there's still all kinds of marlin around. Some of the small yellowfin tuna are there. Wahoo are all but gone. Fishing in the bay has been red hot for just about everything. Jacks, schnook, pompano, corvina, snapper. Everything going really wide open in the bay. It'd be a great time to sneak in there if you have time. Over on the other side, that Mulahay, so not much reported, some yellowtail around, but not a whole lot going on over there at the moment. And we heard from Jeff over at Cedros that the yellowfin are close and the big yellows are there. So down the coast or up the coast on the other side over at Bahia Sancion, similar reports. Water's still in the 70s there. Beautiful summer-type air conditions. Great yellowtail bait going on. One of Sport Fishing Financial clients, John Alderson, and his son were down there early in the week and trolling Rapalas around and whatnot. They came up with limits of real nice yellowtail in short order. Over in Bay of L.A., the focus has been on the bottom mostly with pretty steady numbers of grouper. Some cabrilla and snapper also around in the yellowtail, so not really sure how the wind settled down there, but they said the fishing on the bottom was the focus early going on. Over at San Quintin, real nice weather settled in. Great bottom fishing, some bonita and yellowtail. Ensenada, small yellowtail and bonita hitting trolled plugs in the bay. Whitefish, reds, sheephead, all in the bottom, steady. And up at Gonzaga Bay, continue some good Sierra fishing and definitely some good cabrilla and a bit of grouper in that area as well. So
awesome.
That's it up and down.
Fantastic.
That's it up and down the Baja coast, and I know Captain Juan from San Quintin has been setting up his base camps both in Gonzaga and in Bay of L.A. and with his Parker there in San Quintin. Look him up if you want to get down and do some wintertime fishing, especially for the yellows there in San Quintin.
What a cool getaway,
wow,
too, for right now. A little chilly at home, run down to Baja, get in some good fishing. Easy to get to. That's cool, Rick.
Yeah, awesome. That's good times. Well, Rick, I know Sport Fishing Financial, year-end planning is in full swing here, and somebody wants to get in on some of that interesting info. You've done quite well for myself and many others in the fishing industry. You need a plan. If you want to get a future, you need a plan, and Rick's the man with the plan. So check him out. How do we find you, Rick?
Yeah, find me at the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or find me on the phone line, 949-481-1807. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Rick. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay. Take care.
All right. And now we have Rock God Rick right here with the long-range Royal Star Report. Rick, how was the trip?
It was great, man. It was a really, really good one. You know, like I said, got to call into the show a couple times to give the highlights. But, boy, the things you don't get to talk about are how good those trips go overall. You know, you're on the boat for a long time, and it's just crazy the quality that those guys can keep on a trip like that. And it was fantastic. You know, and things went really, really well. We had very good fishing. I would say that this trip this year was a very typical to above the average big fish trophy hunting trip. You know, and there was a lot of decisions to make. You know, there was a lot of options at our hand. Maybe go down to Guadalupe to get in on that really good fishing for what a really nice one. You know, 120 to 140 pounders are big fish, but Captain Paul from the Royal Star decided, you know, the reason that we go on trips of this length are to catch really, really big ones. And the only thing that Guadalupe doesn't have are big cows. And that's definitely what our group was hoping to do. And so
and
we went,
Captain Paul Caramero, this was his first long trip, right?
This was Captain Paul's first long-range trip, a 15-day trip that he was running. And, you know, didn't have – and he did such a good job. You know, Paul's been a really good buddy. Paul's a young guy. He's in his 20s and is just a crazy fishy dude and really good. And, you know, he didn't get thrown the keys on an easy one. I mean, he had some pretty serious decisions to make. We got down there. Obviously, there was issues with our destinations as far as where we were going to go, and there's all kinds of talk about closure and not and what to do. And then to double on that, we just so happened to be in an odd – you know, area as far as satellites go, and normally there's all kinds of communication, Wi-Fi and dispatch and all these things. Well, the satellites are just in a particular space during about a 3 or 4 week period that there wasn't a lot of communication with a lot of guys. So this guy had to go down on his first 15-day trip, make a decision with limited options, limited information, and pointed us towards the hurricane bank, and he nailed it. There's no doubt about it. We definitely had the best fishing available for the time we were there, and we had exactly what we hoped for, really good fishing on really big ones.
So you had eight over 200?
Yeah, there were eight tuna. It was pretty typical for Hurricane Bank. Hurricane Bank, you catch a lot of fish from 120 to the low 200-pound range. And we had eight cows for the trip, you know, 16 people, so half, you know, there's, you know, half a round, you know, for fish over 200 pounds. But the story that it doesn't tell was the number of fish that we had over 175 pounds. I mean, I would say the average fish we caught was probably 160 to 175. I mean, that was the A average. You don't even think twice about it. I don't even think we had 10 fish that weighed under 140.
Wow.
I mean, every one you hooked was a big one.
You didn't get a lot of bites, but when you got one, it was a good one.
That's exactly it. Yeah, you'd get a little shot.
Trophy hunting.
It's trophy hunting. It's exactly what it was. Very standard for long range. You know, spend a lot of time, fish a lot of baits, but you got the right bait in the right zone, and you got a bite. And you knew it was one of those things that when you put the right bait in the water, you knew it was going to get a bite. And you'd fish one, you'd be like, oh, man, there's no way this thing – and sure enough, you know, you would hook one. It was just how it was. So it was going through a lot of baits. It was really, you know, making sure that you were fishing. It's tough because, as you know, and we've all been there, when fishing is slow like that, you can't help but let your mind say, oh, man, if I was fishing lighter line, I'd be getting bites. But you're just in the land of giant ones, and that just doesn't work. You know what I mean? You can't be dropping –
can't drop to 60.
When
you can't even drop to 80 down
when you
there,
drop
right?
to 60 pound, for sure you would get a bite, but now you're attached to a 220 pounder, and those don't end well, you know. So it's a lot of, you know, fishing a lot of baits and fishing heavy gear and fishing appropriate, and that's what we did, and the guys did a really good job. The crew on that boat, I mean, you know, you've done it before. They're amazing. Like we just none of us would get half of what we hooked if it wasn't for those guys.
Yep.
They're so good at addressing issues and tangles and helping you through it. I mean, there were several people on our trip who had never done anything like that before. A lot of guys that had, you know, caught tuna that were maybe 20 or 30 pounds, but nothing bigger than that. And those guys just, they'll help you with every step of the way. And that doesn't mean that they take it from you, but just, you know, hey, man, put the rod over here and hold your arm like this and put your other hand over here. It'll make it a lot easier for you. Next thing you know, you're turning the handle like Stoss, who's done it a million times. You know what I mean? It was really good and good big fish fishing, and we ended up with lots and lots of fish.
Stoss was on the trip.
Yeah, we had Stoss on the trip and Bob Pound, a couple of real long-range veterans, which is always really cool to fish with guys like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to learn a lot from getting – I really dig it, you know, getting to pick the brains of guys that have been there before.
Oh, yeah.
It was just great.
You learn. That's the other thing, too, about long-range fishing is you learn so much being on the boat – for any amount of days from the crew, from the other anglers that do it a lot.
And just yourself. You can't help but get better at it. You know, I mean, you're immersed in it for days and days at a time, and you just get better at pinning baits on, and you get better at getting, you know, bites away from, you know, lines and baits away from the boat. And if you get that, you know, after doing it for 6 and 7 days, you get that craft perfected of getting a sardine away from the boat, and you're doing that with a 30 or 50 sized reel and 100 pound.
Yeah.
Now you come back to fishing out here. Like, you do that long range trip for a week, and then you hop on board the Pacific Queen to go fish bluefin for a day, you get so good at it when your gear is scaled back down again.
Absolutely.
So it was just a really good trip.
And who had the jackpot fish? I already know, but we got to throw out bragging rights.
Absolutely, yeah. Brandon from the tackle shop, Brandon Bono, who went. This was his second time going on a long range trip, and he just did an awesome job.
And I'm sure he's not bragging about it at the tackle store at all.
He's amazingly humble about it.
No, come on.
Those things are tough, man. You know what I mean? Like, he got a 261-pound yellowfin tuna on gear that was smaller than you would want to catch, but just performed perfectly.
Italica 25.
Italica 25, a Calstar 770, extra heavy. I mean, a very good rod and reel, high quality. And that's the thing. When you fish with high-quality gear, it doesn't – we always say that about Italica. Like, if you wanted to come into the shop to buy a reel, said, I want to catch a 260-pounder – Italica 50 is a reel you want. But the reason you buy quality is it was that thing meant for catching fish that big? No. But because it's high quality, it lasts for it, no problem. Drags are no issue. Torque was no issue. And he did a good job. And, you know, it was a butt kicker of a fish.
Yeah.
And nobody would say anything to the different. But he did an awesome job. We had an awesome crew. And he got to have a picture of a 260-pounder, you know, next to that rod and reel. It was a great trip and a lot of fun. Lots of big ones. The one last thing I want to say, the chef on board, Nestor, is just, like all time. All time. Nestor's been the chef's assistant on that boat for years.
Right. And Nestor trained under
Chef Drew.
He
was always like the sous chefs. You know, Nestor always made the breads and the salads and the sauces and assisted Drew. And now he's got the main gig, or at least was the main gig on our boat. And just, it's the same, if not better quality than you're used to on that boat. It blows you away. The food that those guys kick out and the service that they offer and catching those big ones, it's the funnest thing there is. And if you want to go with us next year, I talked to Tracy yesterday, there is one spot left.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's a ride down, fly back.
Yeah. The trip was light this year, and we literally have one spot left on the entire trip. Yeah, Tracy called me yesterday saying, you know, if you know somebody that wants to go, you better tell them. And I just said, hey, man, that's first come, first serve. That's how long-range fishing works. No holding spaces for anybody special. So there is literally one left. As you know, waiting
for
list.
Next December.
Yeah, waiting list can and do happen. But if you want to go, you got to get in now.
Got to get on. Yep. Well, great trip, Rick.
Yeah,
great to have you back. Yeah, you were gone for a while, so we're glad to have you back. And that catch report today is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. You've been looking for that live bait hook that keeps bait alive. It's Japan's leading fish hook. That's Gamakatsu. And the hook that drives the bone home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Check Gamakatsu.com. And let's go. Scott is here from San Diego. Scott? Oh, look, Scott.
Hey.
Scott brought his daughter here.
Yeah.
Want to
say hi?
Come on.
Nope. She said, no, I don't.
What's your name?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
How old are you, Rachel?
She's going to be 3 on the 18th.
3. All right. You like to go fishing? Yeah.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Yeah. Kind of both, right? All right. Well, thanks for bringing her down here, Scott.
So, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have a Revolution 13, and I absolutely love it. But I like taking my kids with me, and I like fly fishing on the bay, and I like hitting La Jolla for the yellowtail. So I was thinking about getting the Compass. Wanted to know if that might be a good option for me.
You know, it could be. It has more buoyancy in the back. That new Compass is an awesome boat. And, you know, it's a little – the seat's a little, you know, it's a little less money. It doesn't come with reverse from the factory, but we've been putting the MD-180 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be a good option. But I got to tell you, it's hard to beat that Pro Angler 14. So what I think you should do, Scott, is I think you should try them both. Just sit in them and pedal them out back and just, you know, maybe put Rachel in the back in a lawn chair. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a question.
She's on her way.
And I got to tell you, my favorite kayak is the Outback.
I really
like the Outback.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah. I really like that Outback. It's a good all-around. It doesn't weigh as much as the Pro Angler. Love the Pro Angler, but the Outback just, for me, just works. It's fast. It's super stable, comfortable. I don't know.
Well, Pete, that Outback is still one of our top sellers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to beat. We'll get guys that try them all, and they just like the Outback because of the way it feels with that little deck.
Yep.
You know, the weather deck little...
Right.
Places to put gear and things.
Right.
It's a great boat.
Yeah.
I really think the Compass has some real potential. particularly for the guy that wants to get into it.
Yeah.
Because he's not making – it's not a big investment. It starts out at $19.49, which is very, which is $500 less than the Outback.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that may
did you
be
get
a good...
Did you guys get a cinnamon roll? Did you get a cinnamon roll yet?
Yeah, it's all over her face.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
She could wear anything and be really cute.
Oh, thanks for coming down to Fastlane.
Thanks,
appreciate
that
very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. How about this time we talk to Dave? He's calling us from High Desert this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
And happy birthday. One of the reasons why I'm calling, my birthday is next Saturday, so it's right next to Christmas, and I want to treat myself, since you know how it is when you're close to Christmas, you don't get nothing for your birthday.
That's right.
What I have is a Phoenix HAX820XH rod, and I like Shimano, and I was thinking of Metallica. I just didn't know what to match up with that. I do have a Tiagra 16 that was a gift mail to me, but it's a little heavy, so... I just thought I'd call in and see what you guys think. What could I match up?
Sure. A Phoenix 820 Extra Heavy is a really nice rod for fishing. That, like, it was a really popular rod this year, especially with all that bigger bluefin that we had around. And I would say a great reel for that would be a Shimano Italica 12. Italica 12 to Italica 16 would probably be about the size that you're wanting for that size rod. You're going to fish 50 and 60 pound on it, things like that. And
so it's a heavy rod.
Yeah, it's a heavy rod. It's a longer rod. It's kind of unique in that it's an 8-foot rod, but still has enough guts to fish 50 pound or even 60 pound. But I think 50 is kind of ideal for that thing. It's an 8-foot rod, you cast a bait a long ways. You'll definitely want a reel like a Talica or something of that quality because you have a longer rod, which is great for casting distance. It's great for putting on the rail, but let's face it, you know, if you're attached to a 60 or 80 or 100 pound tuna, an 8-foot rod can be a butt kicker. So having a reel that's got a lot of torque and a lot of leverage that you could rail rod with, like a Talica, would be, you know, you can't skimp on reel if you're going to fish a rod that long. You know, those two things paired together make a really nice combo, especially sport boat fishing, because you can cast that thing a long way, which will aid you in getting bites, but you can't skimp out on your reel because you need something to help make up for the lack of leverage you're getting with that longer rod. But a great combo. You'd be stoked on it.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Wayne is here at Fastlane. Wayne came over from my neighborhood, Point Loma. What's up, Wayne?
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I go by on my bike over in Point Loma, Pete, and I look at the progress or whatever on the Shelter Island boat ramp.
Yeah.
Is there any word out there in the industry about whether they're on schedule or
not? Well, Dwayne from San Diego Anglers told me that they're supposed to be done like end of April. Is that what you've heard?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I
don't believe
it. Impressed
it,
that
it I don't believe it.
It does not look like they could make that
schedule. I mean, they basically
schedule.
Have just removed the breakwater.
Yeah.
Kind of
I was just curious because it really
I don't
a
know.
Lot of.
I maybe we'll try and get an update and see. But
as long as they can somehow get a time machine and go backwards and do a whole bunch of work that hasn't happened before, it should be no problem to get it done by
you. But
outside of that, it's going to be pretty tough.
You know how construction goes. I mean, hopefully it's going to be done by summer next year.
Yeah, well, that'd be good to see.
Yeah,
okay.
So we'll see if we can get an update from the port and
get that
rain. Wayne, thanks for coming in. Okay, I'm almost afraid. Tom, it's you're up. Come on, Tom.
Nope, stop for Tom.
That's it. Nope.
It's like spilling coffee.
Look at him.
Spilled his coffee all over the place.
First of all, happy 39th to Ryan.
There you go.
And I want to shout out to Bart Hall that Wayne over there has been moaning about USC beating Stanford. So. My question is, I think you partially answered it, but if you're looking up, I have a Talica 20, but if you're looking up for that larger reel, would you go to a 30 wide or a 50 wide for these bigger bluefin we have around?
The way that we fish right now, I wouldn't do either of those. I don't think that I would fish with a wide reel anymore, unless you were trolling or something like that. This yummy flyer fishing still has some use for a wide reel, but nowadays I would fish a 30 standard, which would be the more narrow, or a 50 standard. With the amount of spectra that we have, you get so much line capacity on reels. Now having things like Max Quattro where you can get even skinnier spectras on there, there's just not the need for the width in the reel anymore. Most of our top shots for live bait fishing are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. You know, on our long range trip, the average top shot length is about 15 feet, you know, and you, so because of that, you can fill the reel full of spectra. So you no longer need a 30 wide or a 50 wide, and you just need to balance it on the size of fish that you potentially are going to be fishing for and the type of fishing you're going to be doing. If you were looking for a really big fish reel to fish local, you know, as far like these 100-pound bluefins the guys are catching, I think a Talica 20 or a Talica 25 would be as big as the guy would want. If you were talking about going on a longer trip, I think a 30-sized reel. You need a 30 and a 50 if you're going to go on like a long, long trip. And a 30 is going to be much more comfortable to fish a bait with. A 50 is going to be a lot nicer once you're attached. And there's not a right or a wrong answer between those two. It's just, you know, 30 is more comfortable, it's lighter, your bait swims better, it's better at getting bites. But once you're attached to a big fish, there's nothing easier than having a 50. The physical size of the gears and the handles make it exponentially easier to wind the fish in with.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks,
yeah.
Tom.
Good luck,
appreciate
Tom.
That.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information, and more having fun with Ron's birthday. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup live in Fastlane in Mission Bay on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. A lot going on here at Fastlane.
You're not kidding.
Are those cinnamon rolls still cooking? I think so.
They're so good.
We're giving away some gift certificates to a little bonus giveaway here today. Karen's handing out tickets. Make sure everybody gets a ticket here. Giving away gift certificates to Fisherman's Processing, thanks to Sean and son Trevor, who works here.
Yeah,
Trevor. For doing that. We're going to be giving those away at the end of the show here. So if you come in, make sure you have a ticket from Karen. Karen's handing out the tickets. And also, if you want to step up to the mic, have a chance to win that Hobie Super Surfer. See Tommy P over there. Raise your hand, Tommy P. Tommy Pete's famous, though. Everybody knows Tommy Pete.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say,
win that hat and the Super Surfer Hobie.
I say one of the things that I know that Dallas was the most stoked about that long range trip was it meant that we got to resupply on tuna burgers from Fisherman's Processing.
Oh yeah,
that was one of the only requests. Was like make sure that one
burgers.
Of those fish goes down. Like we want to load back up on the Fisherman's Processing tuna burger.
And, easy diesel.
Oh yeah, and we're loaded back up. It's all good.
Ricky and I were just talking about how spoiled we are because of Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah.
I mean. You leave
the
best.
that place,
and you got quality in your freezer.
No doubt about it. Hey, one cool tuna. Jeff, you're up.
What's up, Jeff?
He's got a Seakeeper hat on. Nice hat.
How you doing
What's
there?
Up, buddy?
Hey, happy birthday,
morning.
Ron.
Hey, thank you.
It's a great month for a birthday. Mine's this month, too. So.
All right.
You answered some of the questions I had. It was the price point getting into these things, you know. I mean, what kind of a budget are you looking at for, like, the pro angler to get started?
They're around 35.
Around 35.
Yeah.
And that gets you pretty well set up with a lot of the stuff you need, or are you looking at plus for electronics? And?
Yeah, electronics are, you know, I mean, that's so easy now with the Lowrance. They got the Lowrance, what is it called, the Hook 4.
Okay. And I'm amazed at how affordable. Yeah, $249 for a fish finder, the whole thing.
So anytime you look at an old fish finder that somebody's, you know, maybe trying to sell you, you just go, wait a minute, the new ones, they're so much cheaper.
Yeah.
They just keep
and
getting better.
And better technology.
And easy, too. That's the thing that blows me away about electronics is now everything has gotten so user-friendly to use. You know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, right?
Anyway,
I don't need my grandson to program the stuff.
Exactly.
No, you don't. If I can do it, you can do it. Okay. You see that on the bottom of the boat right there? That's that Lowrance plate.
Oh,
that means that transducer is protected, sitting right in the water. You get accurate temperature reads. I mean, the way they've Hobies of every one of these Hobies are set up with that, so you can just plumb the thing. It's just clip it right in.
It's meant for it.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
But really we've got Callan. You know, that's been working here for
Master Rigger.
Over 10 years. And Callan does such a great job of installing fish finders. He puts all the fittings inside of a little box that's waterproof. So your fuse, none of your connectors ever get. So it's just better to have us do it for you. It's quick and easy. It's inexpensive. And we also, on our fish finders, we've literally been buying them from West Marine so we can get the extended warranty because they don't know it's on a kayak.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I hope they're not listening.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
That's all right. Thank
hey,
you very
thanks
much.
For coming
thanks,
down. Appreciate that. All right. Next up, Arnie, you're up.
Arnie's what's up, Arnie?
Vista. Good morning, Arnie.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy birthday, Ron.
Hey, all right, hey, Arnie.
Yeah, the question I had, actually, I was listening to a show on the web. I was in Mammoth, and I heard you talk about, hey, you took these things off the Mammoth, and you put them on water. I'm going, like,
show up and blow up.
Yeah, man, what the heck, you know? Those are the ones all the way in the back there,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so they're pretty flat, I see.
Really flat.
Okay, now.
And we have them testing in the water today, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The thing is, okay, you know, I ain't, as you guys all know, I ain't little. So it's just like getting in that thing.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Yeah, the only one way to do
Let's
it.
Let's get a video going.
A video going great.
Arnie's in it.
You're going to have me on Instagram today or something?
That's
thanks a lot.
Let's talk hookup.
Yeah. Just try it. You'll be amazed at how stable they are.
Really would. All right.
Amazing.
Okay. We'll give it a shot. The question is, once it's inflated, how tough is it to tote around?
It's super easy.
It's super easy.
Just roll. There's two of them right out back. They roll around with one hand.
Okay.
Super easy.
Oh, they have a roller on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's
this
kind
is
of
civilized.
Okay.
How much, when they're blown up, they only weigh like 50, 60 pounds, right?
No, not that much. The hull, like if you were carrying it down, it weighs 35 pounds.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Wow. And now on the roller, you barely have 5 pounds of weight on it because it's balanced pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just leave the Mirage Drive right in it, roll it right into the water. Super easy.
Yeah. And that's even on the pro anglers, which are quite a bit heavier.
Well,
you have the rollers, and you just roll it, get it off your car. You buy one of those loaders, get it off your car easily, and then you put it on the wheels, and you roll it right in, whether it be sand or on a launch ramp. You just roll it right in and go. And then you store the wheels right on the back of the boat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's very civilized.
Civilized.
Easy.
Yeah.
If it's not easy, we're not going to do it. It's got to be easy.
Yeah.
And fun.
That's right. On the Mirage Drive, you say now they have reverse available.
Isn't that just I didn't even know we needed it.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, they came out with the 180, and all of a sudden, we're fishing boiler rocks right inside where the waves are breaking. Because you know what they always say about those calicos, foam is home.
That's
foam
right.
is home. Yeah. I like that. And we get right in there, hook up, and you can just back right out.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really cool.
It's genius. I didn't know we needed it, and now I am really spoiled.
If you get in one, like in the Mighty Mike tournament, I was in one that didn't have it, and it was like, oh, geez, I feel like almost handicapped without it.
Well, yeah.
It's
funny how easy we spoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean,
sure.
Once you get a new.
Well, like, Hobie just comes out with more and more stuff every. Because you know why? Because those guys are fishermen.
Yeah,
and they fish them. Yeah.
Like you see on the cover of the magazines, that's Howie. He's actually got a job there. He's not a model.
Thanks for coming down, Arnie.
Thanks,
appreciate
Arnie.
That very much. If you want to step up to the mic, have a chance to win that Hobie Super Surfer and the hat and the CCA calendar. Tommy P right here. See, Tommy P, we still have time left. If you came in later and didn't get signed up for that prize, see Tommy P. He'll get you in the rotation.
In the meantime, let's jump in the phones. And again, if you want to get through on the phone, still plenty of time. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll free. That one's 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Cliff calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you guys doing? And a happy birthday, Ron, and a Merry Christmas to everyone else. I'll be fishing the Dana Wharf Halibut Derby tomorrow. So I wanted to call in today.
Nice.
Good luck.
Hey, Pete, there's a big whitefish, a handsome guy on the calendar here with a big whitefish. What is that? And how'd you catch it?
That's a small giant trevally, yeah. Which was like, it was like 15, 20 pounds, but I mean,
cool,
it was on a fly rod. That's the December CCA Bill Varney calendar. It was at Christmas Island, which is just the most incredible place. And you can see the birds in the background. There's birds nesting in that island right there where we were standing. It's just an amazing scene. And I tell you, pound for pound, that giant trevally pulls harder than any other fish you could imagine.
Yep. Not going to get a debate out of me on that one.
And
I'm with you.
In 6 or 8 inches of water, too. That's the amazing thing, how those things pull.
As you said, they're the toughest fish on the reef, on the flat, on the wherever.
Doesn't matter where they can hook them on a fly rod or a conventional rod. Pretty impressive.
I know. You know, there are people out there. Conway Bowman's one of them, and people that have caught 100-pounders on fly tackle. I just can't even fathom how it's possible.
Yeah.
They're so tough.
Yeah. Al Q, who was on the show while you were gone, he caught like an 80-pounder on a fly rod. Like Conway at Christmas Island.
I'll just never understand.
Yeah, I don't get how they do it.
They pull so, like, we were catching them on Big Stellas and Trinidad 40s.
Yeah.
They pull so hard on that tackle. You know, in tackle, you can catch a 100-pound tuna with no problem, and they whoop your butt. They're really cool fish.
Amazing.
They bite the popper really good. It's a very visual thing.
Like, and that's the thing about Christmas Island, and Cass actually still has spots available on that June trip. You can catch bonefish, which pull really hard. And you can catch giant trevally, which pull even harder.
Yeah.
And you can catch other things that pull really hard there. It's just an amazing experience for sure. Would highly recommend it, Cliff. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to talk about another amazing place, and that's Katmai Lodge on the Alagnac River in Alaska. Totally different thing than going to Christmas Island, but it is certainly probably right on the top of my list of places to go. We've been we cut the most sensational deal this year at Katmai Lodge. $500 off their regular price, and they don't do that, and they're not going to do it anymore. This is it. So if you want to go to Katmai Lodge on a deal, this is it. And they actually gave us, we have, I think, 4 spots left on our July trip, July 14th through 18th, to go with Rockod Rick on that trip. If you want to go, it's $39.95 plus to air. Will be one of the most greatest experiences of your life. I can certainly promise you that. They only have 4 spots. If we don't sell those spots by January 18th, they're going to open them up because they already have waiting lists for that time period.
Right.
That July time period is number one.
This isn't a maybe it will sell out. I mean, these spots are virtually spoken for, but they want it to be a Let's Talk Hookup group of people to come. So, I mean, you have between now and then – to pull the trigger. Otherwise, you know, snap of a finger, once they say go, those spots are gone.
Spots are gone, and they'll sell them at a higher price. Yeah. So if you want to go, and then also we have a couple spots left on our August 25th through 29th with myself as well as Pete from Kessler Yachts. That's going to be a great trip. And that includes a free flyout, which is another $500.
That's
so that's like $1,000 up, which how I got the deal, I don't know. But they wised up, and they're not going to do it again. They already warned me. They already warned me that they're not doing it anymore. So just check out our website. Or go to katmai.com website on the trips page, the Katmai Trips, and join us in Alaska next year. You won't be sorry. It's a pretty amazing place. Les from Rancho Bernardo is next up. Good morning, Les.
What's up, Les?
Who didn't get a cinnamon roll?
How you doing, Les?
Anybody get one?
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody, whoever didn't get one.
That's good.
There's a guy over here that didn't get one. Yeah.
Go ahead, Les.
Ron, you sold me 2 pro anglers and a Traeger, so it's like soup to nuts, you know, from the ocean to the table.
Yeah. Well, you're just a smart man. You know the right stuff. Right.
No, I got the hook in my mouth.
Yeah, look up.
My question is on that I-11. You can paddle it like a paddleboard, stand-up paddleboard, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the whole shape was a stand-up paddleboard. It was called the Sportsman. It was designed by Mark Johnson, the surfboard shaper that Hobie has, and
who died,
we were selling those boards just fine. They're 3-chambered, and they were a great little sportsman stand-up paddleboard. You could fish off of them, ride down rivers on them. And I gotta tell you, every time we go out, we'd be fishing. We'd go, wouldn't it be great if I could sit down? And so we'd sit on like a bucket with a pad on it. And while we're sitting there, we're going, man, if this thing had a Mirage drive, this would be great. Well, Hobie wasn't listening to us. They were building the boat already. And when they introduced it, Debbie and I flew all the way up to one of the big trade shows, and we saw it, and we go, that's the boat.
That's it?
That's the one. And I literally, I mean, we couldn't get enough of them last year. So this year, I ordered what we thought was way too many. Well, we still ran out.
Really?
Yeah, because of that functionality.
Yeah.
I mean, you can stuff that in your car. We've even had pictures of 2 of them in a smart car. Go figure that.
Come on.
Yeah. Hayden's pretty creative with his pictures. I don't know how he got 2 of them in there. But at any rate, that boat, that kayak, when you stand, you can take the paddle, take the blade out of one end, put a T-handle in it, and it's already, you know, has a paddle for stand-up paddleboarding. But I got to tell you, once you pedal, you don't want to paddle.
Yeah, maybe where you paddle out, paddle, and then you pedal back in. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm looking for that fountain view.
Yeah, right. you got to get the double workout.
Yeah.
No, because you're working both two different types of muscles. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, with the Mirage Drive in there, can you still paddle it?
Yeah.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you can stand up on it. No worries.
Well, you can stand up on it. The original Sportsman had plates in the deck that kind of made it, you know, you blow up. Yeah, it stiffened it up. You blow up a stand-up paddleboard much tighter than you do these.
Sure.
We only have to go to 6 pounds on these. But if you were going to stand-up paddle it, you could paddle, you know, put that pressure up to 10 pounds.
Oh,
it makes it much more rigid.
So I have a question, Ron, at this blow-up deal that Bart's going to do at Fred Hall. Show up and blow up deal. How are they going to determine the winner? Is it going to be, it has to be a certain number of pounds?
Well,
they better, you better coach this on here, because it has to be like six.
You mean rules?
Like six,
we have to have rules?
It has to be like 6 pounds, right?
Well, that's how I'd use it.
6 pounds? Is that what you put in, 6 pounds?
I think it's 3 on either side.
3 on either side.
And 6 in the middle.
Yeah, and the when Hobie sells the blow up kayak, they have a gauge on the pump, right?
On the stand-up paddleboards, they do. On the one that comes with the I-11, it's just a high-volume pump.
Okay, so you don't really need a gauge.
And how you gauge it is when you can't do it anymore.
Okay.
You're done.
That's it.
Feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go, oh, yeah. That's done.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Well, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that Hobie Super Surfer skateboard as well as that killer Hobie lifeguard hat. We got more giveaways. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snow melt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live at Fast Lane. Kayaks with the birthday boy, Ron Lane. And the big winner, half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. That's going to Mike in San Clemente. Congratulations, Mike. You're going to love fishing with Fred and the boys.
And Arnie.
Yeah.
Wins the Super
Arnie.
Surfer.
Congrats,
way to
buddy.
Go, Arnie. Debbie Lane, who is the master chef here this morning, cooking those delicious cinnamon rolls. Thank you all.
Thanks to everybody. Fun.
Thanks for all of you for coming down. Very much. Thank you, Ron. Happy birthday.
Woo-hoo.
Somebody wants to come down. The I-11s are in the water.
Yep.
If you're ready to try them, go down there in the water and try them out, right?
And Arnie's getting in it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay. And how do we find you here at Fastlane, Ron?
Actually, we're right across the street from SeaWorld on Ingram. And you can call us at 619-222-0766.
All right. Thank you,
Thanks,
Tommy
buddy.
P., for being here. Appreciate that very much. And thank you to Dick and Isaiah for being here, engineers extraordinaire. And, of course, Adam in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Captains Brian Kiyohara and Ray Lopez from the American Angler will be in the Mighty 1090 studio tomorrow morning. Thanks to all of you for showing up today. And have a great week. And we'll talk to you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.
Kind of take it personally.